Hi, in this presentation I will talk about our paper Entities, Dates and Languages, Zero Shot on Historical Texts with T0. This work is the result of our collaboration in the working group on language models for historical texts during the Big Science Summer of Language Models 2021 workshop. We are thankful to the organizer of this workshop for providing us with a forum conducive to collaborative and open scientific inquiry. This paper focuses on the application of prompt-based language models for information extraction on historical texts. Recent efforts in the digitization of historical texts by galleries, libraries, archives, and museums have enabled a new mode of historical inquiry that capitalizes on the big data of the past. In this context, named entity recognition, or NER, can enhance our ability to search and navigate digitized historical texts. However, applying NER to historical texts presents some characteristic challenges. For example, noise due to optical character recognition, or OCR, and issues related to domain transfer, due to the fact that there are all sorts of different types of issues with training datasets directly on historical texts. These include, for example, lack of training datasets, lack of specialized ML models, and also the computational cost of training or fine-tuning models for libraries, archives, museums, and so on. A solution to the second issue is to use already existing models that have not been trained for historical texts on historical texts to perform a variety of tasks, including name entity recognition. Thanks to the transformer architecture, there has been unprecedented progress in transfer learning, including zero-shot and few-shot learning. In particular, the growing popularity of prompt-based methods has resulted in a new paradigm for training and fine-tune large language models, including for applications in named entity recognition. So, in this paper, we examine the zero-shot ability of T0, a prompt-based large language model developed as part of the Big Science project, on performing named entity recognition on historical texts. This endeavor has two main hurdles. First, T0 was not trained to recognize entities, and it was never tested on this specific task. Secondly, our evaluation dataset was out of distribution, as it contained both multilingual and historical data. In addition to this experiment on named entity recognition and to better contextualize the results of the experiment, we also ran zero-shot prompt-based probing to assess T0's abilities in extracting factual information about two key factors in our NER experiment, that is, the language of the text and the time in which the text was produced. The data for our named entity recognition experiment comes from version 1.4 of the CLEF-HAD 2020 open access dataset. This is an OCR collection of newspapers annotated for named entity recognition. It contains Swiss and Luxembourgish newspapers from 1790 to 2010 in three languages, English, French, and German. For our experiment, we used only entities of course type in their literal sense, and these include persons, locations, organizations, dates, and products, which covers both media and doctrines. We mixed the original training and validation sets to constitute our test set, and we split this new set by language and time periods using 20-year time intervals. And you can see in this table the distribution of the texts across a different time periods. As you can see, the distribution is rather homogeneous, with just a small exception for English and the period 1850 to 1870. So our goal in this paper was to see if and how state-of-the-art language models can be used for historical NLP tasks with minimal modifications and fine-tuning. For this reason, we choose to use a rather naive approach to NER, and by directly asking the model which named entities a given sentence contains. We conducted our experiment on the T0++ variant of T0, which is based on the LM-adapted T5 model. To test the zero-shot abilities of T0 on NER, we proceeded as follows. First, we designed prompts for each entity type, and these prompts included the generation prompts that we use in the first step of our algorithm and disambiguation prompts that we used in the third step of our algorithm. The first step in the algorithm was to use the generation prompts to ask questions to T0 to determine if each input sentence in the dataset contained named entities of each specific entity type. So we had a different separate question, a separate prompt for each entity type, and each sentence had all the sets of questions for the different entity types. The second step in the algorithm was to filter T0's answers to keep only tokens that were actually in the input sentence. So we wanted to remove answers that did not match anything in the input sentence. And in addition, we also kept the entities that cover the largest span in the input sentence when we had to deal with nested entities. And the third step in the algorithm was to ask disambiguation questions if needed, if a token had been assigned to multiple entities in the first step. The results of our experiment show the limitations in our proposed approach. In particular, no answer from T0 was an exact match with named entities in the input sentences. As a result, the answers were excluded at the filtering step, and the algorithm never entered its disambiguation phase. So here we're working with answers that were not disambiguated. We identified, however, some recurring errors in the output of this algorithm, and table 3 shows some of the more frequent and more telling errors that we were able to identify through manual inspections of the results. First, T0 exhibits a clear tendency to produce non-empty outputs, regardless of the presence or absence of named entities in the input. In fact, none of the prompts generated an empty answer, and sometimes when there was no correct no-goal entity in the input sentence, T0 output was just the name of the entity type, or perhaps a word or a phrase that was semantically related to the content of the input sentence. The second issue was differences in spelling prevented the algorithm from correctly associating T0's answer with the correct, with the tokens in the input sentence. In particular, T0 had showed a tendency to correct OCR mistakes in the input answers, as we can see in the second example in the table. And finally, T0 has also sometimes translated the correct answer, the correct named entity, from French or German into English. And as a result, the prediction did not match the gold token in the input sentence. So overall, we observed that although T0 struggled to return exact matches of the entities in the input sentence, it was still capable to a certain extent to produce answers that were semantically close to the correct tokens, especially with regard to the second and third type of error we saw in the previous slide. So in order to evaluate the proximity between the predictions made by T0 and gold tokens, we compared these gold tokens with predicted tokens by T0 using the normalized Levenshtein distance, which is a type of edit distance. And we use this Levenshtein distance as a metric as a proxy to identify best predictions for each entity query in each sentence. So for a given example, we defined the true positive as the prediction with the shortest Levenstein distance from the gold, the false positive as the predictions of entities that were not actually present in the input sentence, and then false negatives as predictions that had longer Levenstein distance from the gold tokens, so predictions that would have failed to identify the correct entity tokens in the sentence. We experimented with different threshold values for the Levenstein distance, and after manually inspecting the results, we chose 0.4 as a reasonable heuristic of close semantic similarity between T0's output and the gold tokens, as this allowed for some fuzzy matching between the input and the T0's output, while also limiting the apparition of too many false positives. So in this slide, we can see the results of Levenstein's distance with the threshold at 0.4. Overall, we can see that the precision and F1 score are in general low, below state of the art, especially for product entities, which were the most difficult to define in terms of text prompts, as they included both media and doctrines. As regards variation across languages, precision of predictions in English does not have a clear edge over precisions in French and German. And this is rather surprising, considering that most of T0's training data is actually in English. Furthermore, the variation in recall in English text is quite erratic. And a possible explanation could be that T0 is more sensitive to English input, and therefore it outputs a higher or lower number of irrelevant answers based on the specific content of each specific input sentence. As regards variations across time periods, what the main observations that we made is that precision and F1 score tended to improve in English text for persons and locations, at least from 1850s onwards, whereas across the other entities and languages, it remained rather stable or even decreased. Finally, as mentioned before, we ran two other experiments to test T0's ability in identifying the language and the date of production of texts. So we ran the language identification experiment on a subset in English, French, and German of the Wikipedia language identification dataset 2018. And the results of the experiment shows that T0 has a rather good performance in identifying the language of the texts, at least for German and French, while in English performance is significantly lower. And perhaps the reason is because, as mentioned before, English is the dominant language in the training data of T0. On the other hand, the publication experiment, the factual probing experiment for publication date, was run on the same Clef Hype 2020 dataset that we use for named entity recognition. And we have to keep in mind that subtle language change can occur in a measurable way, even in the span of a single decade. So the results we obtain from this experiment in terms of absolute errors shows that T0 is actually quite good in predicting the publication dates of historical texts. So in conclusion, our results show that historical texts present additional challenges for multilingual zero-shot named entity recognition. However, T0 can be used, as is, for language and date prediction, which is quite useful when working on historical texts. Possible solutions to address identifying challenges with named entity recognition are to use multilingual prompts, rather than just English prompts, better strategies for fuzzy matching between T0's output and the input text, for example, semantic matching, and finally, resorting to few-shot named entity recognition rather than just zero-shot NER. Thank you very much for listening.